talk the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Ruth Sandiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard
and Jim Reed
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the Nocturne, we send as
this is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hep Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Oh, there's some of the extraordinary people who have worked here over the last, mainly the last 75 years, but 100 years this year for WPTF. And my 50th anniversary is coming up next year, so it hasn't really creeped up on me because it's been a long haul here. I have felt every moment of it. Believe me, it's been quite a ride so far, but a good chunk of that time here on WPTF. Fred Gaines and Bell's, even before Fred owned the business, Bell's in Cameron Village was one of our sponsors here on WPTF. So that name, Bell's Carpets, goes back a long time. We're going to be talking to Fred here in a second. Big John had was calling and had a quick comment. Hey there, Big John. Big John Ruth.
Morning. I love that top of the hour, Mike Raley.
Yep. Good morning.
That is good stuff, Mike.
It is good stuff.
I love that top of the hour ID, man. It sounds great.
Yeah.
You guys doing okay?
I think so. Doing good. I think so. We're all intact as far as we know.
How's Mr. Secretary? You keeping him in check?
He's he's eating a nice
Scuppernong
and
seeds and all,
and a muffin. Did you have a muffin?
I had that wonderful pound cake.
Oh, yeah. You know that I introduced Rufus this morning as the inventor of the pound cake, and
that's right.
It's
when he said Mike when he said Scuppernong, my mind went somewhere else with him. Anyway, that's another
story. DeWine?
Yeah. Oh, Lord. They say it's pretty good, wink, wink. I don't know.
I bet it is. I don't want to start slurring my words on this show, though.
You're looking forward to the Big John show tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
In Sanford, North Carolina?
Yes, sir.
And the Sandhills.
Mike. I was listening to Mike, and almost 50 years. I said, good gracious. I mean, and I know that. And we got to have a big party for you, Mike. When you strike that hour.
I'm not much of a partier, but we may party the whole year somehow. It's kind of like my wife's birthday. It goes on for a week or two.
Well, Mike will go to his own party and stand in the corner.
I know. I'll just sit and find somebody familiar to talk to.
All right.
It's like the Andy Griffith show, sitting there. What was the stag corner?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not that bad, am I, Rufus?
Well, you're pretty bad at standing in the corner, yeah.
I don't.
Well, the good thing about it, Mike, sweet Melissa picks up where you leave off.
She's my mouthpiece. She talks. She's friendly. I'm friendly, but certainly on the air, but I'm paid to be friendly on the air.
That's right.
It's just one of my characters.
That's right.
Yeah.
You guys got big plans for the weekend?
No.
I don't. This weekend?
Saturday.
It's Saturday. I mean, I'm working, John.
Are you going to work? You can work Monday, too?
I'm going to go home, and I don't know where we're going. We eat lunch somewhere. I may watch some football this afternoon.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I know, Mr. Secretary, what you going to do?
We're going to stay in the garden if it stays good weather.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's beautiful.
And I might even smoke a cigar.
Oh, well, fancy that. Surprise.
I won't keep you guys. Hope you guys have a great Labor Day weekend.
We'll be talking
real soon.
All right.
Take care, John.
Get on out of here. Play some beach music.
We'll see you later.
Sing some beach music on the way out.
I can do it. Play some for me.
All right.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. Bye. Yeah, we'll play. We'll find some beach music to play for Big John.
Yeah.
I bet Fred Gaines. Fred, do you like beach music?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, you know, now that we're involved, you mentioned football, we're involved from both coasts. So I actually like both kinds of beach music, and West Coast.
Oh, I love the Beach Boys. The last time I saw them was at Walnut Creek. But I've seen them several times over the years, and you know, their harmony is. There is a documentary on the Disney Channel about the Beach Boys and how hard they worked. I mean, how brilliant Brian was, but the leader of the Beach Boys, but how hard they worked on that harmony.
Mm-hmm. I saw them one time. When I was in Washington, that's a long time ago, at the Washington Monument.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's one of their more famous shows.
Yes.
In 1980.
Yes.
And there were hundreds of thousands of people on the mall there and around the Washington Monument. So, yeah. I agree, Fred. I like both coasts.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons.
Our water's warmer.
Yeah, our water's a little warmer, maybe, at that old deep Pacific. So, Fred, I like Bell's Carpets and your history, your traditions, and all of the lovely products you have. I mean, you still have wood carpeting and wood flooring, but you have a lot of things in between, too.
Said earlier, you know, we started basically as a carpet store, but as things have changed, we've evolved into not just a carpet store, but a complete flooring store. It includes the wood, the different types of wood, and it's amazing what they can do with wood now. So many people have traditional wood floors, and as they're thinking about changing. Sometimes, wood is a great floor, but it's it's especially in this climate, you've got to be careful about expansion and contraction, things like that, moisture-related. So almost all the wood we sell now is engineered wood. It's still 100% wood, but you're not paying for wood that doesn't get used, and the benefit is you're not going to have problems with dimensional stability or expansion and contraction. And, of course, they still use premium hardwood and several types of wood looks. But the other thing that's evolved has been the waterproof floors, because people realize maybe my best bet is not going with wood, but going with something that can take a high amount of traffic, easy to take care of. And if we happen to have a spill or a pipe break, something like that, a waterproof floor is not going to get damaged. And so we probably have a greater selection of waterproof floors than we do engineered hardwoods.
Now, PureTech is something that's, I think, relatively new. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, PureTech and that technology really excites me. Because it's 70% recyclable material, and there's no plastic. So we're not creating plastic that can end up going into the landfills or ocean. But what excites me more about that is the way they present the product. It looks, when you look at it on the floor, unless you feel it or touch it, you're looking at a real hardwood floor. Their technology of being able to put the pattern into the product is amazing. And the other thing that kind of excites me, and I've got a little story to tell about this, is it's made here in North Carolina. It's made in Thomasville. We had a situation with PureTech is Mohawk flooring. We had a situation where they actually made a mistake and shipped the wrong flooring, and we're in the process of trying to install it. And so we got with our sales representative, and he contacted the Thomasville factory. They put the product on a truck to come to Raleigh and delivered it the next day. I've never had one day turnaround before.
Wow.
But it shows the commitment that Mohawk and that Bell's tries to make sure that the customer is taken care of. There was no delay in the installation, so the job was able to completed 100%. But doesn't happen every day, and I can't guarantee it, but that was the advantage of a domestically made product. So most of our waterproof floors are made domestically. There are a few that still come from overseas, but people don't have to worry about it if they happen to choose one of the floors that isn't domestically made. It's still in stock. We don't have to worry about waiting for container ships to come in or anything like that.
Now, Mohawk goes above and beyond. You just explained that, but so does Bell's. You want to keep your customers happy, too.
Well, we'll make every effort to do what we need to do to make sure we can take care of the customer, and hopefully we won't have any mess-ups on shipments, but, you know, things do happen, and we pretty much can make turnaround in 2 to 3 days on things we order, so people don't have long waits if, you know, they're looking to get a project done in a hurry. We can pretty much offer them selection, make sure that we can get it here and meet their timetable.
You can do a lot of things on the Bell's website. You can even pick out a carpeting or flooring of some type and actually upload the picture and then view it in your room. And it's something that's very unique. And
yeah.
But there's really nothing like going to the store at 2828 Industrial Drive right behind Costco and seeing and touching the fiber and the flooring and seeing it in person and taking a sample, for instance.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Something I want to mention, so many of us have pets, and Mohawk actually just developed a whole series. It's called Pet Premier. It's been engineered specifically for pets. It's one of many, many options we have. But if people are looking for something that that they can enjoy and not have to worry about their pets, that's something. And that's where, you know, you really have to come to the store so we can show you all the different options and of the many, many pet-friendly products that we offer.
Yeah, well, you really offer it all, and you have a dog, and so you can attest to how well these products work.
Right.
How do we clean carpeting now, Fred?
The manufacturers with most types of carpet still recommend what we call wet cleaning. It's a process of similar to like steam cleaning, but with no chemical. With the technology we have in carpets today, we don't want to try to add chemical. So it's just basically cleaned with hot water extraction. There are some differences with that with certain type carpets, like with wool or natural sisal, natural yarn material. They need to be dry cleaned. And we have probably the best dry cleaning product on the market called Capture, which is a Millikan product.
And you've had that for as long as I can remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's ideal for people that are, you know, have these natural materials, but they also can use it on their household fabrics, things like that. It's as I mentioned, it's a cleaner that Millikan has developed. Yeah, you're right. It's probably been 40 or 50 years that that they've had this product, and we have customers that come back and swear by it. It's something that we have here, I guess it's good for us. It's the only other place you can get it, I think, is online with Amazon.
Well, we'd rather go and spend our money locally. That's my philosophy, and right. I think in a place like Raleigh, we have some of the best, and one of the best is Bell's Carpets and Floors, 2828 Industrial Drive in Raleigh. And how long? You said September 16th will end the Labor Day sale?
Yeah, the Labor Day sale will be extended through September 16th, so we have plenty of time people to come out, make their selections. If things that we need to measure, we can get that done and get them set up on the calendar for install or fabrication. So we've got plenty of time for people. But of course, we'd love them to come rush out today.
Yeah.
Monday, either one. But if for some reason they're out of town, they just heard the ad on PTF, they need to know that they have plenty of time to come in and be taken care of.
Wonderful. Well, Fred, my 50th year is next year. Lord knows how many years for Bell's, and I hope we can continue in the store with this tradition again next year, next Memorial Day.
We look forward to it. Early congratulations on the 50 years.
It's I mean, they haven't fired me or anything, Fred. How about that?
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, well, you know, I the only other people who have been here longer, God rest them, Willard Dean, who was an engineer who was later one of our top salesmen. He was here from sometime in the 20s until the 1980s. He was here about 60 years. And Bob Royal, who I'm sure you remember, was here about 60 years too. But so I'm not going to – I doubt I'll be here 60 years, but one never knows. But thank you so much, Fred. You have a nice weekend. And if we don't see you before, we hope to see you next Memorial Day.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it.
Thank you so much, Fred, and our best to all your wonderful people who we're so used to seeing, and your lovely wife, Sherry, too.
All right.
Thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye. Fred Gaines at Bell's. Yeah, we miss being there today. All right. Brother Dan from the State Flower Show, State Fair Flower Show.
What about Carter?
Carter had to take a break, I guess. Maybe he'll come back.
Okay.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan. What's up?
Happening?
Oh, man.
Have you already been working for a month to get the state fair flower area?
Yes, actually a little bit longer than that.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's been pretty tough this year because, of course, everyone knows it has been so brutally hot.
Yeah.
And then all that rain we got in July, well, it seemed to bring out every fire ant mound in the world.
Yeah, we were just looking at some fire ants here.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, treating, you know, trying to plant the beds, you know, getting them prepped and all that, and then battling fire ants that are in almost every plant, every bed. It's just been really crazy. But we're getting there.
Well, Dan, I always wanted to ask, do you use a small tiller? Most people, do they have to till their own plot, or do you do it from the state fairgrounds folks?
No, I don't do anything to those competition gardens. In fact, some of them, when they got to their gardens, they were looking at weeds probably 4 and 5 feet tall.
Sure.
And, you know, that's been another issue, really, is battling the weeds. I mean, it's not that difficult. You get in there and you start clearing it out, and it might take them an hour or two to clear out all the weeds, and they got their garden to start. So, and a bunch of the gardeners have already started, several of them.
Wow.
In fact, I think almost everybody has started in one way or another, getting it cleaned out or, you know, just starting to prep for whatever the heck they're going to do.
I was disappointed that I couldn't do a competition garden this year, but I will be out there with my education booth, Be Better Naturally, and my same spot, Dan, so you know where I am.
Fantastic.
Yep, you'll be out there. We'll have the trained people out there again for the kids and everyone to enjoy the garden train. We'll have the bonsai people out there. We'll have, of course, all the cut flower entries, the 27 competition gardens. So yeah, things are really shaping up. I mean, it's like I said, it's been difficult.
We got about 15 seconds, Dan, before news.
Well, and if I'll tell you, I hope anybody and everybody that wants to can compete. All you do is go on the state fair website and look up competitions, and you can enter your cut flowers. And it's just a really neat experience to be able to do.
Hey, Phil, have you ever done a competition garden out there?
I haven't done the competition garden, but when I was younger, we did all the I put entries in. I did dish gardens. I did all kinds of things that were just fun things. My brother did, and then I helped my kids do that too as well. So it's just a fun thing.
It is, yeah. I've done competition gardens.
That's a lot of work. I mean, you can go out there. Last year there was a Barbie garden.
Yes, there was.
I've never seen so much pink in my life, Dan.
No, really?
But go out to the this should be, you know, we need a respite when we go out to the farmer state fairgrounds during the fair, and this is a place to rest and to view some real beauty. Dan, thanks very much, buddy.
Thank you, guys, and thank you to Campbell Road Nursery.
Amen.
And Daddy Pete, because those are our big sponsors out there.
All right.
And without those guys, Campbell Road and Daddy Pete, it would just not happen.
We got to go. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons.
Very nice. So that's in honor of Labor Day. All the hard-working people out there doing whatever.
Yeah.
Whether you're in broadcasting. And folks, it is not an easy job. It's really not very easy sometimes.
50 years just getting up.
Yeah, a lot of it I've been getting up like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you know what they say. The achievement in life is just getting up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Showing up.
That's right.
Show up.
Ernie Ford, I am told by I did not know Mr. Pointer, who was the program director here at the time, but Bart Rittner and Bob Royal, Bart was not here at the time, but Bob Royal was, both said that Tennessee Ernie applied for a job here as an announcer.
Wow.
And he was an announcer in California and in Nashville, but that he applied for a job here after he got out of the Air Force and he was not hired.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. So, his poor little pea-picking heart.
Yeah, he was wow. a disc jockey. He had a show. I know he had a radio show in California. That's how he ended up on I Love Lucy, you know, for their...
Well, I have a cassette that I play quite often on long trips of Tennessee Ernie Ford and the Hymns. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was very famous for that. And old brother Hap Hansen used to play
so
those
good. So good.
Quite often. But, yeah. So that's for the working man we played that.
Yeah.
We'll have a beat. John, Big John requested a beach music cut, so we'll play something coming up here.
Well, I've got to go back and say my favorite hymn of Tennessee Ernie Ford is I Come to the Garden Alone.
Yeah, how about that? Well, speaking of gardening, Helen Yost is with us this morning. Phil Campbell from Campbell Road Nursery and Helen Yost is the author of several books, but the newest one is Beginner's Guide to Garden Planning and Design, 50 Simple Gardening Ideas for Adding Style and Personality to Your Outdoor Space. And there are 50 chapters, and you even have a chapter on vegetable gardening.
Yes. And I am actually, I used to just kind of plot mine wherever I could, but I had to take down a southern magnolia that was 15 feet off my property, from the house. Anyway, I put in some raised beds this year. What I found was when I integrated plants in other areas of the garden, I forgot about them. So now I have these raised beds, and I can focus on them, and I'm really happy with them. And I was kind of excited to hear about the kohlrabi that is at the farmer's market, mm-hmm. so I might have a look at that this afternoon.
Did you build you're an engineer. Did you build the raised beds?
No, I bought them myself.
Okay. Well, she's an environmental engineer, not a mechanical, engineer.
Yeah, no, in fact, I'm not good at all of that. I have no spatial qualities.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, the vegetables are important, and privacy. How about that?
I think it's one of the most overlooked things. In fact, often I'll get people that are going to sell their house, and they had lived there this whole time just like that, but then people are coming in to buy their or to look at their house, and they're saying there's no privacy. And they'll say, how can I build some quick privacy? I said, well, you should have done that 20 years ago.
Yeah. I love the photograph. A lot of great photographs in this book, but I love the is that a type? I guess that's a type of ivy. Is that ivy?
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a little hole cut through there, mm-hmm. and a garden path, and there is a red garden gate, and that's so beautiful. It looks so very English.
Well, in garden gates can be sort of like Bell's carpet. Like, and that's where I got my runners for my stairs.
Yeah.
It's like the first thing you see. Why not make it pizzazz?
Right, yeah.
So, and that's why, you know, I use the example of the red gate.
Now, I planted a weeping yaupon holly in the wrong place.
Yeah.
They get huge.
Huge. People don't realize how big they get.
I, stupid person that I am, I didn't realize it. And I planted it near the sidewalk. I live on a corner. I planted near the sidewalk. Well, it started getting in the way of the sidewalk. So I cut a hole. So there's a tunnel through there. And
I love it.
And adults in the neighborhood and children like going through that. Tunnel.
Yeah, that's
so
a great
idea. I made a tunnel out of it, but it just keeps growing.
Yeah, I've had some storm damage and had like a whole limb taken down. They respond beautifully. So.
Yeah, I mean it's a native plant,
mm-hmm.
and that's something that we should do more of, be more cognizant of, is planting native plants.
Right,
we're going to have more success that way.
Well, we do have more success that way, and there's a lot of good exotics as well. I just would never.
Oh, yeah.
I would never plant anything invasive.
Oh, you were talking about
Rufus,
20 years.
What about you? Would you plant anything invasive?
Oh man, You're talking about 20 years ago. I wanted 30 years ago. I wanted privacy, and here came all those Leland Cypress. Mm-hmm. Have I paid for that over the years? Very handily to broken fences, bills to tree cutters, and
Mexican sunflowers.
Oh, absolutely. Anything but Leland Cypress. But privacy. If you want something, start today and start with something more than a foot tall.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
And you can find some good stuff. I do a lot of hollies now.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, even the osmanthus would be perfect.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. I say it, I thought I'm afraid Mike would shock me if I used the word again.
No.
Because I used it several times. It's my favorite shrub slash tree.
Mm-hmm.
Rufus, you're the star of the show.
Untrue.
So you can say anything you
untrue.
Want to. No, you are too.
The stars are the people you bring in every day, like Phil.
Well, yeah, sure.
So
and Helen
that
I listen to.
Yeah.
So Helen, I
yes.
haven't really looked. Haven't had time to read the book, but when you're doing like a screen.
Mm-hmm.
Would you suggest planting maybe four or five different types of plants in that screen and working things in? Or mm-hmm. How would you do that? Because I think my thing is, just like Rufus, you know, to go in and put a whole line of Leyland Cypress back in the day when it seemed like a really good idea. Now he's lost his Leyland Cypress, so he doesn't have anything.
Right.
So, you know, just speak to that a little bit.
Well, and there's more to it than just not planting a monoculture. You also can really help the wildlife if you put in different kinds of plants, one that's flowering for pollinators, one that's prickly for predators to have protection from, they can run into, and you want evergreen, you can have deciduous. So it doesn't have to be a solid wall.
Right.
It really depends on your intention on what privacy you're trying to remove
and
from.
Color, and maybe color. Leaf color.
Yeah.
I love the difference in, like, maybe some of the grays and, you know, dark green, light green.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and leaf size, too.
Yeah.
One of my favorite suggestions is if you're going to, because I grow a lot of fruits, if you're going to put in a hedge, why don't you put in something like blueberries?
Right.
They're make a beautiful hedge, give you fruit, give you fall color.
Are they evergreen?
They're semi, I would call
semi,
them
semi-evergreen,
yeah.
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 I mean, we're in zone 8A now, so they, they're getting there, so they will be at some point.
Yeah.
We keep warming.
I like one of my fun things right now is Sunshine Ligustrum.
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh, yeah, that's a pretty one.
Gail suggested that I put a few of those around the house, and I can see them from the nursery.
So they're bright yellow?
Oh, yeah.
That's
Pat
McCracken.
Gorgeous.
Pat McCracken introduced that, yeah. Yeah, that's really nice. You know, I've kind of been fond of the curly Ligustrum.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Yeah.
But the Sunshine is just so bright yellow.
Yeah. And you can put it in a dark corner, and it will pop.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's beautiful.
Also, water fountains and ponds and stuff. We did that at a garden at our church, one of the gardens at our church, St. Michael's Episcopal.
Mm-hmm.
And the Manly Garden has some water engine, like a fountain and stuff. And that's added. It was a pretty garden anyway, but it's added a lot. There's more hardscape in there, a little more, and this water fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very calming. Sit out there.
Well, it's really important for the wildlife, too. You need food, water, and it can be a bird bath. Just make sure you tip it out every 4 days when mosquitoes are put in mosquito dunks, places to raise your young. And So water's one of the key factors.
A lot of people say, well, I don't have any running water on the place. Well, you can have a bird bath, but you're right about the mosquito chunks.
Well, I've had to dump mine every day because it's been so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The water gets just steaming.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
It might hurt them, right? Hurt a bird.
Oh, yeah.
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 Might scald their bill. We don't want that.
And their feet.
That little feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been, that water gets really hot in the bird bath.
Yeah, so we need to learn what is doing really well in this really hot weather because
it's going to change.
It's going to go away. Yeah.
It's going to change.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, that's what worries me about pansies. Yeah. Not changing the subject here, but you have pansies on your front cover.
Because we're planting them later and later.
Yes, yeah. It's scary.
It is.
Because they are a cold weather plant,
mm-hmm.
and snaps are a cold weather plant.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, we're supposed to be starting to plant this next week, and mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I started thinking, do we have to buy pre-chilled daffodils, you know? Are we going to have to think like that?
Yeah. Mm.
I hope not. But
I think daffodils will be okay. Tulips, we do.
Tulips, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mentioned the contractors years ago putting out Japanese hollies and this foundation plant. What about foundation plants? What do we do there for our houses?
Well, you can do more than Japanese hollies.
Yeah, we sure can.
I think hydrangeas are beautiful as a foundation plant. And sometimes, you know, anchoring the corner. When I moved to my house 27 years ago, they had two Burford hollies.
Yeah.
And my steel chainsaw came in handy because I just zoomed.
Yep.
Gone.
Yep.
And then I ended up making it more transitional. I put a weeping atlas. I can't even think.
Cedar.
Yeah,
blue atlas.
Yeah, blue atlas. And what it's doing, and it's making a tunnel when you're walking
through. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So again, you got to plant now. You see something in someone's garden, and if you want to come to my open garden, October 5th, we're doing a giveaway of the book. If you want to friend me on Helen Yost, Yoest, say hi in the comments. I'll send you directions to the house and also add you to the giveaway.
Excellent. Jocelyn Garden, how do we get there?
Well, it's 2431 Westlake. And so we are a city park now, so we have a city sign out there. It's there's Lake, there's East Lake, there's West Lake. And the East-West Lakes are another piece of property between the two streets that are City Raleigh, but that we are actually right on there. We have done heroics in saving this garden. I can't think of a lot.
It was a private garden, a homeowner's garden.
William and Mary Jocelyn bought the property in 1950 and built a house, and it was way on the outskirts then. You know, it's kind of near Raleigh Country Club now and all these multi-million dollar houses. But theirs is very simple design.
Carolina Country Club?
Carolina Country Club. He was a conservation attorney, and she was a botanist who later became a French teacher and scholar.
Wow.
They were very well loved in the community.
Yeah. They were Rufus's friends.
Yeah, and his dear sister used to be the hostess at a place called the Upstairs Room restaurant downtown Raleigh that 30 years ago, and Nell's her name. And she would see you and loudly announced, "Here comes the Attorney General."
How about that?
And they served kosher meals there.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. Now, when you're talking about open house, you're talking about your personal property.
My personal garden.
Not the
Jocelyn. We'll do that one day. That would be good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I wanted to be able to share the garden, and I've been working like a crazy woman like I always do. And but I wanted to make it just perfect for this open garden because it reflects what's going on in the book.
All right. When is it going to be so forth?
It's October 5th. It's my garden, and I'm inside the Beltline and any time in the morning.
Excellent.
I'm your competitor on that day.
You live near one of my favorite people in the whole world, Dr. Mike Walden.
Yes, I do.
Is he a gardener?
His wife is. Oh, yeah, she is.
He studies the economics of gardening, I suppose.
I don't know if he's cut her off or not.
What a smart man. What a nice man, and a Cincinnati Reds fan and a former weightlifter, bodybuilder.
Oh, my goodness. I did not know that about Mike Walden.
I didn't either.
He was one of the like a power lifter, like you see in the Olympics. He's people with a huge chest.
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah.
That tree is one of those. Phil,
we saw him. We saw him at Barry's.
Yeah, he used to look like he was going to explode out of his shirt.
Wow.
With his arms were so big. And yeah. So, yeah, nice man, though. All right, October 5th. We're running out of time here quickly. I better better talk about King's Auto Service and all the great things that they do. They, no matter what kind of car you have, well, the European, I think the European cars they don't work on, but the Japanese American cars you can take there. And, you know, the heat has been tough on all of us and certainly on our vehicles and on those batteries. The battery in your car really gets injured this time of year, and that will show up when you try to start it in the winter. But the injury happens in the summer because of all the heat. The heat messes up a lot of things. It may mess up even your windshield wipers. Dry those out and they'll crack. So make an appointment with King's Auto Service and cabin air filters, the belts and hoses, the AC, all of that. Bags, if you have them.
Rufus,
what are you trying to find, Rufus?
Oh my goodness, I was
trying to find a card for King's Auto Service.
You mentioned bags, and I thought, well, I want to put Helen's bag book in my bag.
Okay, I thought you
but pay attention
trying to find some crumbs from that pound cake.
Yeah, but be sure and pay attention to King's Auto, and not my bag.
Not the bag. But at any rate, all of that. The AC, you're going to need the AC for a while. If you have a hybrid vehicle, Toyota Prius or something like that, they have certified hybrid technicians there, very specialized, those high-voltage battery packs. And they can go bad on you after, you know, I think the average is like 150,000 miles, but some can last much longer than that and some not so long. So be ready to take it to King's Auto Service, and they can give you a replacement that well, not give you, but they'll sell you a replacement that is not as much as the dealer would charge you, for instance. So there are a lot of things that they can do for your car, and they will do them well because they're trained well, and they've been in business a long time. 1039 Northwest Street in downtown Raleigh, kingautomotive.net, and King's Automotive Service, which is Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. More of the Weekend Gardener, not much more, coming up.
Say little girl, come back to me. Say little girl, come back to me. Say little girl, come back to me. Hey girl, you know I want you. Hey girl, you know I need you. Hey girl, say little girl, come on, come on, come on, come on back to me.
That's all you get, Big John. All right, we're running out of time. Don is in Raleigh. Hey Don, we got a couple of minutes for you.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and I apologize if this is a duplicate question.
Oh, that's okay. No, go ahead.
Army worms.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot in the news about army worms, especially for warm season grasses. You know, the warmer areas down south of the Wilmington area, especially. A lot of army worm problems. And they were brought in by primarily by Debbie. I mean, kind of an influx.
Yeah. Right.
Anybody want to hit that? I mean, you may.
Well, I have a specific question.
What is it?
So, I've had some brown patches in my yard, and traditionally this has been the result of brown patch or fungi. My neighbor 2 weeks ago had an evaluation of army worms and was treated by a landscaper. I'm getting ready to aerate in a couple of weeks, and I've got some brown patches. I'm going to aerate, overseed, and start fertilizer. I'm just wondering if I should be concerned about.
Yes.
I need to deal with the potential of the infestation before I start the aeration and overseeding? And I think I heard the answer is yes, which is I was hoping I wasn't going to get that.
I would check, and I would go out and check with the sod people at talk with the sod people at the farmers market, Super Sod, and get their take on that. But I would say yes, if there's any, I think they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and it doesn't take them long to destroy a yard. No. I mean, they mean business.
Your brown patch is probably army worms.
Okay.
As an well, you should be able to see them.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you can.
As an FYI, this morning I used a mixture of tap water.
We only got about 10 seconds here, Don.
And lemon, and waited 10 minutes, and I haven't seen anything come to the
surface. Hmm. Oh, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that might be good.
Yes, Don, yeah. Check with Super Sod.
Yeah. That's okay. What I check with.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Rufus. Yep. Thank you, Helen. Beginner's Guide to Garden Planning and Design. Jason, thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody.